All right, we put them together so you can get caught up on the headlines on the way to lunch. Let's get to work. Did you hear this?
Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
Yeah, and we're going to start with the news that broke late last week. Remember, Arizona's three public universities implemented vaccine mandates for employees, but what happens to those employees if they refuse to get it? Well, University of Arizona President Dr. Robert Robbins was just asked that question.
Then we've got to look to the federal government to give us guidance. They haven't given us firm guidance about what happens if there is that rare individual who chooses not to get a vaccine and does not get an exemption.
Mike, why issue a mandate if you have no idea what the repercussions are going to be?
Listen, we had a mask mandate in the city of Phoenix that they never, ever enforced. They admitted it was just for show. That's what the mayor of Phoenix said, it was all optics, and then got mad that the governor didn't jump in and do the exact same thing. It makes me laugh. So what are you going to do? Well, we have to look to the federal government for guidance. That is laughable, and this is why this whole thing, people just roll their eyes at it.
All right, there was a Senate confirmation hearing today for Tucson Police Chief Chris Magnus to become the next U.S. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner. Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema says there have been significant problems along the border with Mexico, and she definitely supports Magnus to head up CBP.
Having someone like Chief Magnus leading CBP is the best way our nation can better secure our border, better protect our communities, and ensure that migrants are treated fairly and humanely.
Now, assuming he gets confirmed, and in all likelihood he will anything change at the border?
I don't think anything changes at the border until the policies of this administration change. Unless they are going to charge him with making changes, I don't see how they're going to change. It's the policies of the White House of how we're treating people that are coming into the country illegally that is the problem. And that, to me, is the biggest thing. You are listening to Did You Hear This? We do it every day at this time to catch you up on the biggest headlines of the day.
The FBI has made contact with the dangerous gang in Haiti, believed to be responsible for the kidnapping of a group of American missionaries over the weekend.
The kidnapping gang that abducted 17 missionaries is seeking $17 million, or $1 million per hostage, according to the Wall Street Journal. U.S. State Department officials on the ground as the crisis enters its fourth day.
All right, so I have two questions on this. How should the FBI handle the ransom demand, and how do you think this will all turn out?
I don't think we should ever negotiate with terrorists. We never should, but we also should show our strength. There was a big difference during the hostage crisis in Iran. If you remember, during the Carter administration, Americans were held for over a year. On the day that Ronald Reagan was inaugurated, they released those hostages, mostly because they knew that Reagan was going to handle this in a way that was completely different in the way that the Carter administration handled it. This needs to be well known to anybody out there that if you kidnap and hurt Americans, that you will pay a very hefty price with your life. And if we, and I know that sounds gruesome, I know that sounds horrible, but the fact of the matter is, if you negotiate with a terrorist and you pay a ransom, you are just setting up more ransom takers, more hostage takers in the process. It's something we can't tolerate as a nation, shouldn't tolerate as a nation, and we should warn these people and the government in that country that if these Americans are harmed, that it is going to be a lot of harm done to people in that country. The hostage takers and the money that we give these countries in aid should be taken away. We got to send a strong message.
All right, well, you've probably by now heard of Squid Games. It's one of the most popular shows on Netflix
right now.
Yeah. It's also meant for older people, but apparently kids in Australia are watching it and taking it to the school playground.
According to the Washington Post, parents in the city of Belfast are being asked to make sure they've turned on their parental controls. The show is very violent. It focuses on 456 adults fighting each other to the death for a chance to win $1 million.
Do you think real life will imitate art because of the Squid Games craze, whether it's in Australia or somewhere else?
I don't know. This whole thing makes me crazy. That anybody that wants to emulate something like that on TV, so what are they doing? Are they actually fighting to the death? No way these kids are fighting to the death. I've not seen Squid Games. I've heard great things about it. I don't start watching things like this because then I'm a binge watcher. I end up, you know, laying in bed and watching it and not sleeping. But the idea that young people, because kids are dumb. We spend most of our life as parents protecting our kids from themselves. And I just think that if you're going to do something like this, you can't be stupid. And that's the first thing we should be teaching our kids, and especially these kids. Don't be stupid. emulating Squid Games. Have you watched it yet?
I have not. I actually just heard about it a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to probably, I might pass on that one.
Everyone I know that's watched it loves it and says it's weird, but then you get hooked and you just can't stop watching it. So I might watch it. If I start, I know I won't stop. I'm rewatching The Sopranos. And it's like the third time through. And I think I've gotten through every episode of The Sopranos in less than 2 weeks. Because I just, when I start watching one episode, next thing I know, it's been 6 hours, you know? So, I don't know. We'll see what if Squid Games is something I'm going to watch. But I did hear that it costs some ridiculous amount of money, like $21 million to make, $21.5 million to make. And it's going to gross over $900 million or something like that. That's
called a good return on investment.
Yeah, that's not a bad return on your investment. Netflix is making some big money on that.